Choose Spirit Now presents yet another tool for spiritual awakening. Ego Watch Podcast, loaded with tips to curb that beastly little ego so that you can live enlightened most of the time. With your host, she's the creator of Choose Spirit Now, a super solar yogi and part-time ego ass kicker, Ginger Dunaway. I'm never gonna look back, whoa, I'm never gonna give it up, no,
please don't wake me now. 2, 3, 4. Welcome, and thank you everyone for tuning in. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, episode number 10. Brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. In today's episode, we are going to learn how to track negative patterns within ourselves. So stay tuned till the end of this episode because we're going to do a little exercise together in order to do this. There will also be a PDF below this podcast so that you can continue to do this exercise at home. So download that when you get a chance also. When we talk about patterns, initially we're talking about the thoughts, beliefs, and judgments that are running rampant through our heads pretty much all the time. So my thoughts, beliefs, and judgments are going to be different than yours because they're based on our upbringing. We learn them from parents, teachers, caregivers, friends, society. So my patterns are going to be different than even my sister's or my brother's patterns, even though we grow up in a similar environment. The second part of the pattern are the feelings and emotions that stem from the thoughts, beliefs, and judgments. And then the third part is how we behave in the world, how we act or not act due to the thoughts, beliefs, judgments, and subsequent feelings and emotions. So that's the overall pattern. What a lot of us don't realize is that these negative patterns actually can cause states of suffering in our lives. And this can be anywhere from mild suffering to extreme suffering. But a lot of us don't consider just daily chronic stress suffering, but it is. And our own patterns can keep us in these sort of chronic states of stress and suffering. And so when we really sort of slow down and take a good look, we realize what's really happening here. We are trapped in our own patterns, which is causing us to stay in this stress, stay in these states of suffering. I watched an excellent interview that Marie Forleo did with Tony Robbins last week. And one thing that Tony talks about are these patterns. And one thing that he said that I wanted to share with you is the following. Tony says, "It's really hard to change yourself. It's easy to change a pattern." When we start to take a look at our patterns, we start to realize that they are not the real us. They are not a part of us. And that's hard to determine, and that's hard to see when you're actually stuck in your pattern and immersed in your pattern. You start to believe that it is a part of you, that it is something that can't be easily changed. So we can begin working with our particular patterns in a certain way that helps us to actually release the pattern. Initially, this simply takes just an awareness that the pattern actually exists, and that recognition that this pattern is not who we are. It's simply a pattern. As we recognize this, we can then take a step back and begin watching ourselves move through our own patterns. Now, this isn't always easy, and this is where we take some really deep breaths and allow ourselves to slow down as we are moving through this pattern, okay? Instead of just being thrown into the pattern, we have to slow ourselves down, and we do that initially by some deep breathing. Because what happens is, once that pattern starts, the breath gets shallow, and it enables us to just move into that pattern really unconsciously and without being aware that we're doing that. It's kind of like taking the same route to work every day. You know, there's no thought involved. You just kind of, you do it, and you maybe miss all the things that are happening around you because you're just so used to taking the same route, that you're not noticing anything and it's just unconscious and you don't have to think about it. If you decided one day to take a different route to work, then you'd really have to start coming into the present and being more aware of where you're going to turn. And you might notice more things around as you're passing, you know, on the road. And you might end up seeing some pretty cool things, right? Now, the cool thing is, when we talk about positive patterns, we can still bring awareness to the positive patterns and bring consciousness to the positive patterns and start noticing, you know, things around us as we're moving through those patterns. But with the negative patterns, usually we want to try to take a whole different route altogether, because these negative patterns just aren't working for us anymore. We find that they actually are keeping us in various states of suffering and preventing us from being free and open to our intuition, to our inner guidance that's here for us in every moment. So I want to tell you about a little pattern I found myself in just yesterday as I was thinking about preparing this podcast on patterning. So my husband says, hey, why don't we head over to my mom's today? And she lives on Mobile Bay and she lives on the bluff and it's absolutely beautiful. And so as he's saying this, I'm thinking, okay, you know, that'd be great. And then I'm all of a sudden thrown into one of my own patterns, which is, you know, sort of controlling and preparing to leave the house. And for me, the two things happen whenever we're, you know, kind of going to go leave the house, and it's going to be us, the kids, the dogs, and everything. So first of all, suddenly I need my house in certain ways to be spotless. So we have this one table, you know, it's like where we eat and it's where I work sometimes and it's where my little girl does art sometimes. And so it gets pretty messy pretty fast. And so all of a sudden when we're going to leave, this table has to be cleared off. The kitchen countertops need to be cleaned off and clean, and certain things need to happen in the living room. Well, it just so happens that yesterday my husband was just cooking some things in the kitchen, and the place, you know, it was pretty messy. So as my husband is talking about, you know, heading out, I'm thinking, okay, here's my chance to work on my pattern. So I started taking some deep breaths, and, you know, my husband is pretty aware of this pattern in me in terms of trying to leave the house. So as he is, you know, talking to me about this, I see him kind of eyeballing me because he's just waiting for the resistance that's going to come out of me. It's not because I don't want to go or don't want to leave the house at all. It's just this pattern that comes up, and he has to, you know, basically bear with the resistance that comes out of me. So he's looking at me because he knows that, you know, he just made a mess in the kitchen, and he's just waiting for me to start, you know, listing off all the things that need to happen before we leave. So instead, I look up and we make eye contact, and I'm deep breathing so I don't go into overload. And I'm like, look, I'm just working on my patterns. So, you know, let's just get things ready and let's go. And, you know, I saw him sort of chuckle to himself, and he starts talking about, okay, well, I really want to take our small sailboat and yada, yada, yada. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, now he's trying to test me. Now he's trying to pile even more stuff on top of what we already have to do in terms of loading the kids up, loading the dogs up. So I just say, you know what? I'm just breathing over here, you know, do what you want to do. You know, I've got it. Well, then he says, well, should we call somebody and try to, you know, pick up a friend for Rowan? Well, then I, you know, that was too much. That pushed me over the edge of my pattern. So I just said, oh, you know, look, now you're pushing it. I'm trying to work with this. Just, you know, let me work with a little bit at a time. Don't push it at this point. So the second thing I deal with in terms of leaving the house is this, I call it like this fear of just forgetting things that are important. Okay. So I end up just circling the house, you know, trying to figure out what I need, what I've forgotten. And it's not it's not the initial, you know, okay, we're packing our bags, we're getting stuff ready. It's after that. I've already done all that part of the process. It's after that, and we're pretty much loaded up in the car. My husband's waiting for me in the car, usually, as I'm doing this. And he's learned to just be patient, because I come back up in the house and I'm just looking around and I'm scanning my brain for all these things that, you know, we might need. I might need my book. Who knows? I might get a chance to read. Little things that I'm just constantly trying to remember, so that I don't end up, you know, in the car kicking myself because I didn't, you know, bring such and such. And usually what happens is I bring too much, and then I'm kicking myself when I get home and unpacking all this stuff that I really didn't need. So this is one of my patterns that I deal with on a pretty regular basis. And what I noticed yesterday is that it helped me, because I kept breathing and I kept noticing when I went into that stress state. And so it helped me to stay pretty calm, cool, and collected. And not only that, but it really helped the dynamic between my husband and I as we were getting ready to go. Because what usually happens is, you know, I start resisting, and then I start, basically just getting stressed out, which puts stress on him. And then we kind of have this back and forth as we are preparing to leave. And so what happened yesterday is that all of that just kind of got cut out of the equation. And it was pretty cool, because we got ready, we loaded it up, and we went on our little excursion, and you know, all the stress was just taken out of it, and it was nice. So we had a good time. I felt more relaxed, and overall just the whole day was that much better, because it didn't start off on that sort of wrong foot. So this is what patterns are, okay? You know, something usually triggers them, and then you're thrown back into the pattern, and you react, act, behave in usually the same way you normally do every time they're triggered. The first step to breaking these patterns is recognizing that we have these patterns to begin with. For some of us, they're pretty obvious. And for some of us, we have been so immersed in the patterns for so long that it's not so obvious, okay? And for those people, it may take more work initially to actually be able to see the patterns going on. So what we're going to do now is we are going to do a little exercise to work with our own individual patterns. So real quick, before we go any further, I want to introduce my little girl who just popped in the room and wanted to say hello. So here she is, Rowan.
Howdy do.
Okay, baby. Okay. So I want you to take a moment to think and choose one of your patterns. So for me, for this exercise, I'm going to choose a certain thought pattern that gets me every now and then. And it's usually when I'm, you know, getting ready in the morning, looking in the mirror, and every now and then I think I don't look good. And it's a really old pattern for me, but it really throws me into this sequence of events. All of a sudden I feel bad about myself, I feel insecure, and then the whole rest of the day feels pretty crappy. So the thoughts with this pattern are obvious. You know, I don't look good. The beliefs that I'm not pretty enough or I'm not good enough, and I'm just judging myself that way. So I want you to pick your own pattern, you know, something, if it's a thought, a belief about yourself, a judgment about yourself, and we're going to name the pattern. So for me, I'm going to name mine the mirror pattern, because it's usually in the morning when I'm getting ready and I see myself in the mirror, or, you know, it'll happen throughout the day. Anytime I go into the bathroom and see myself in the mirror, it could trigger this pattern. And next, I want you to anticipate when this pattern is going to come up for you. So for me, it's obviously anytime I'm, you know, maybe going to the restroom and seeing myself in the mirror. So I may anticipate it happening in the morning, and I may anticipate it happening every time I go into the bathroom to use the restroom throughout the day. So just anticipate when your pattern is going to come up. It may be several times a day. It may just be several times a week. So go ahead and write down the name of your pattern and how often you're going to anticipate it coming up, or where you're going to anticipate it coming up for you. So next, I want you to make a promise to yourself that this pattern is not going to take you down, okay? Now, that doesn't mean that you aren't going to get wrapped up into it every now and then. You might, and that's okay. But it's about being aware that it's happening and being conscious that you're in the pattern and that it's happening. That's that first step. So you may not be able to prevent yourself from getting fully pulled into the pattern initially, but as you keep practicing this and you keep being more aware and more conscious of this pattern happening, the better you'll be able to stop it eventually and prevent it from taking you fully into it. So when this pattern comes up, you're going to do three things. First, you're going to breathe. Second, you're going to begin watching the ego, okay? And the ego is all the thoughts, all the beliefs, all the judgments that are coming up and initiating this pattern, okay? So you're just going to sit back and you're going to watch what's happening. You're going to watch the emotions and the feelings start to come up for you. And you're going to watch how you want to behave, you want to react or act or not act because of the thoughts, beliefs, judgments, and then feelings and emotions. And this is what ego watch is all about. It's about being able to slow down, take some deep breaths, and take a step back and watch what's happening with these patterns, with this ego. Now, third, we want to make a different choice. Here we realize that it really is in our hands how we live on a day-to-day basis. You know, are we going to live in that chronic stress and suffering, or are we going to make a different choice for ourselves? And this really puts life back in our own hands. It makes us feel responsible, and it makes us feel like we have that power back in our hands to really, you know, make our lives what we want. When we make a different choice, we are breaking the pattern completely and releasing more and more of the emotional energy stemming from that pattern. Now we are open to our inner guidance. We are completely open to our intuition that is constantly, continuously guiding us in every moment. Now we can live life fully and completely awake as we move through life connected with our higher guidance, connected with our higher selves. So three things to set you up with this exercise, which is name your pattern, anticipate your pattern, and then make that promise that your pattern is not going to take you down. And then when that pattern comes up, three things: breathe, watch, and make a different choice. It's amazing to me how when my own pattern comes up, this mirror pattern of thinking I don't look good, and then, you know, that throwing me into this insecurity for the rest of the day. Nowadays, this pattern does not take me down. I'm so used to it, and I'm so used to working with it that now when it comes up, I simply laugh at it. Now I can laugh at the fact that I'm being so hard on myself. And it's over within a matter of seconds. I laugh and I move on, and my day isn't ruined. And, you know, it's there's no energy put into the pattern. And that's where we will all eventually get with all of our patterns as we keep practicing and keep working with them. So this exercise will be in a PDF below this podcast. So go ahead and download it now. And this week, start with one pattern. Don't overload yourself. Just start with one initial pattern and practice this throughout the next week. And if any of you are having a hard time naming a pattern or coming up with a pattern, maybe you're too immersed in the patterns, and I recommend for you starting with a yoga practice, because yoga naturally helps us start to slow down and be able to distance ourselves from our patterns, from that ego, and be able to see them for what they are. This is Ginger Dunaway with Ego Watch Podcast, brought to you by Choose Spirit Now, your tool for spiritual awakening. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.